Okay, let's begin the fourth part of Tainus. We're about to discuss doing the Nesias Kapayim on fast days. But in order to really understand doing the Nesias Kapayim on fast days, we have to understand doing the Nesias Kapayim in general. And so we know that Nesias Kapayim is literally the lifting of the palms. It refers to the duchening that the Kohanim would do. When the Kohanim give Berachas Kohanim, when they bless Klal Yisrael, so that's Nesias Kapayim, that's duchening. Now what would happen in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right, there was two karbanos that they brought every day. They bring a Tamid Shal Shachar and a Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. They brought a Tamid in the morning and a Tamid in the afternoon. And that carbon tamid at the end of the tamid shel shachar, the kohanim would get up onto the duchen, onto the platform, and they would bless Klal Yisrael. They would give Berachas Kohanim. They do Nesias Kapayim. So that was the duchening that they did on the duchen, that they did on the platform. And so similarly, in shuls, right, that's what we do when you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, in theory, have a mitzvah to do Berachas Kohanim every day, and that mitzvah is to bless Klal Yisrael, to do Nesias Kapayim. Now, by which tefillos do they do Nesias Kapayim? So on a day where there's Shachris, they could definitely do Nesias Kapayim by Shachris. And same thing, if there's Musaf, if they daven Musaf on that day, so then they would do Nesias Kapayim as well. But if there's Mincha, the rules are a little bit different. By Mincha, they wouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. They wouldn't do Duchening. Why not? So this is because if you look in the Torah, Berachas Kohanim, the mitzvah of doing Berachas Kohanim, appears in Parshas Naso. Now, so that's where you'll find those psukim yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So where is that written? Those psukim, that mitzvah, is written right next door to the parsha of Nazir. And so we know that there's a lima that we make, that the same way that a Nazir is not supposed to drink wine, so too the Kohanim are not supposed to be performing Berachas Kohanim having just drunk a decent amount of wine. And so therefore, since Mincha is typically a tefillah that you daven after a meal, so we're nervous, we're concerned that the Kohanim might have drunk a little bit of wine before getting up. And so we don't want them doing any duchening by Mincha. So, but what about if we're dealing with a fast day? If we're dealing with a tainus, then there's no concern that they ate or drank at that meal. And so therefore, they should be able to perform a Berachas Kohanim on a fast day. Likewise, there's another tefillah that's added in, and that's the tefillah of Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah comes from the Lashon of locking, to close. It can either refer to Ne'ilah Sha'arim, the locking of the gates, the closing of the gates of the Heichal, or it refers to the closing of the gates of Shemayim. Ne'ilah was a tefillah. The Rambam tells us that they would add in at the end of a tainus after Mincha, because the whole nature of a tainus is to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tefillah's Ne'ilah is another supplication that we're making, a last-minute supplication that we're making to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to beg for mercy. And so that's Ne'ilah. And so likewise, the same way that by Mincha there's no concern that the Kohanim have drunk anything that day, on a fast day, and so therefore they can do Nesias Kapayim, we should be able to say the same thing when it comes to doing Nesias Kapayim by the Tefillah of Ne'ilah. So says the Mishnah, Bishlosha Prakim Bashana, by three occasions during the year, Kohanim Nosin Es Kapayim. The Kohanim would do Nesias Kapayim, they would duchen Arba Pa'am Bayom, four times on that day. What are the four Tefillos during which they would do Nesias Kapayim? B'shachris, b'mosif, by tefillah shachris, by tefillah mosif, b'mamincha, by tefillah mincha, u'b'ne'ilah sharm, and by the tefillah that we daven at the time of the closing of the gates. And we said that that's either the closing of the gates of the Heichal or the closing of the gates of Shemayim. And so, what are the three occasions during the year that we recite, that we can, that the Kohanim can perform Nesias Kapayim four times? So those three occasions are Betanias, Uba Ma'amados, Uba Yom Kippur, on fast days, and by Ma'amados, which we'll talk about in the next Mishnah, Be'ezras Hashem, Uba Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur. Okay, so just to summarize, to speak out the Mishnah very briefly, what the Mishnah is telling us is that while in general, Nesias Kapayim is something that's done at most two times in a day, you do Nesias Kapayim maybe by Shachris, and if there is a Tefillas Musaf, you do Nesias Kapayim by Musaf, but it is possible to do Nesias Kapayim four times on a day, and that is by three occasions during the year. And so what would be the four tefillos? You would do Nesias Kapayim by Shachris, by Musaf, by Mincha, and by Ne'ilah, and the three occasions during the year that you would do Nesias Kapayim four times in one day would be on a fast day, by Ma'amados, and by Yom Kippur. And we'll, Be'ezras Hashem, discuss Ma'amados a little bit further in the next Mishnah.